There goes the final whistle. It's a 5-point win for Derry here in this All-Ireland Championship. Round two encounter. The final score is Derry 3-14, Donegal 1-15. As we know at the break, Derry were leading by 3, 9 points to 6, but they got those three goals, Martin, all coming in the second half. The two wing-backs were involved on the goal-scoring sheet. The first came from Conor Doherty. The second, of course, or the third, rather, coming from... It was the number seven, Patrick Grugan, and in between that as well, Larkin Murray fisted into the back of the net. The goals proving to be the worth of the victory for Derry today. Difficult conditions in this heat. Listen, Martin, it was an entertaining game, but once Derry hit the front and once they got that first goal, you always have this feeling that it was going to be an uphill task for Donegal.
Yeah, you're right, Oisín. I mean, that's just the... sums it up exactly. It was always going to be an uphill task, and Derry always showed that bit of pace. They could have had goals early on and everything else. I suppose Donegal will be happy enough. A 5-point defeat wasn't too bad, because there were stages of the second half it looked like Derry could have won it by as much as they wanted to win it at that time. But Donegal again showed grit and determination, even Rory O'Donnell getting that last score. The big one from a Donegal point of view was the performance of Oisín Gallan. I mean, you know, we've had another big player arrive on the scene with Donegal. We know in Donegal what he's about, and he was a massive player of the day in a big game. And it'll be either, I'd say the man of the match will be between him. I think Paul Cassidy played well. He was back to himself today from Derry's point of view. And yet, I thought Sean Patton was very good for Donegal, and I suppose Conor Doherty as well, busting forward in that halfback lane. So it's Oisín Gallan's coming across. He's got man of the match, I think, Oisín. But yeah. I think that, you know, the important thing is to get ready now for the Monaghan match. You know, you look at it, you know, Monaghan was always another big battle. That game will probably be in Omagh, and it'll be a big game in Omagh. So, you know, from the Donegal point of view, they'll be happy enough with that performance today. You know, Derry are Ulster champions. Derry are. And you know, the big team in Ulster, they're one of the favourites of all Ireland. They're up there with after the first, maybe the big three, the next team. You know, getting Paddy McBurney in the field, he will definitely start against Monaghan as well. So that will get Monaghan. If you can get him and Oisín Gallan together up there, I mean, that's got and Conor O'Donnell, I thought, tried very hard. Great kick out, Sean Patton. So all round, be happy enough. Derry will be happy just to, you know, get the Ulster final. They drew really, and that's the final one in penalties. Then they drew with Monaghan, so that's a victory for them, and they'll look forward now to playing Clare in a neutral venue. You expect them to win that game and top at this stage, maybe top the group, depending on the scoring average of Monaghan and Donegal, if Monaghan can beat Donegal. But listen, Donegal would have to be reasonably happy with that performance. Yeah.
Big performance by Oisín Gallan. We're just watching him down here get the man of the match. He ended the day with 9 points, and they played well. And as was one thing about that, Martin, when we seen it, when Donegal kicked the ball into him, he was out ahead of the defence every single time.
It just shows you, you know, what pace does. You know, we saw Derry punished us with pace coming through from their half back line of stages, especially even Brendan Rodgers that run at the end of the game. They punished us big time with pace, but Oisín Gallan showed pace too. Like, Christy McCaig's been one of the best markers. You know, he's marking Rian O'Neill, he's marked Patrick Verdi in the past, he's marked big players all over. Mark Shane Walsh, done that job. Today he didn't mark Oisín Gallan. Oisín Gallan tore him apart, you know, and that's a good sign. Good sign that a man, you know, they expect everybody to say maybe Oisín Gallan will be, he's too young for him and everything else. He showed him what he's about today. Yeah. I think if we can keep him fit, Oisín, he's a big player for us now. We've lost Talisman and Michael Murphy. Oisín Gallan's not going to replace Michael Murphy, but the one thing he's going to do, he's going to give us a big help, and that's what we need, a scoring and inside forward that can score and everything else. So that's good, that's a big plus. And Kieran McColgan had a very good game, you know, good game today as well. So them younger players, and look at it. It's the morning game now, just look forward to it. That's a big game now, the morning game, and it's where you're going to finish. You feel that Derry will beat Clare, so you'll end up either second or third, and that's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, the only worry really is Jason McGee picked up that injury. We're going to need everybody available and on the pitch for that game in 2 weeks' time against Monaghan. But from a Derry point of view, how do you say up their performance, Martin? Because there was questions over their performance. They didn't set the world alight in the Ulster final in a tight Ulster derby against Armagh. They weren't overly impressive against Monaghan the last day, but they've got their first one today. How do you assess their performance?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, we're looking at a very good point. I think the big thing about Derry today is the man that carried them and has been carrying, Shane McGuigan, didn't play well. Now that's a credit to Brendan McColl, who played really well on him, but he didn't play well. Now they were trying to get ball to him and they weren't able, so other players stood up, and that's the big thing to get out of it. I thought Glass and Rogers were a lot better than they were against Monaghan, and Glass, you know, sorted out all the problems and turned it completely at that stage when they needed to do it. McKinless, Conor Doherty and Paddy Grogan, the halfback line, really, you know, pressed from there. Owen Lynch made at least 2 scores. Paul Cassidy had a better game. So other players did stand up for them. That's the one thing they'll get out of that today. And Kieran McFaul kicked 2 great points. the first half. She didn't maybe have as good a second half. So they'll be happy enough. The fact that the player they were totally dependent on, Shane McGuigan, didn't play well, and especially in a way to reasonable first half, but he was poor in the second half, and from that point of view that's a plus that Derry will get out of it. And listen, it'll take, you know, the teams will not want to play them, and you know, you feel that they'll be good enough to beat Clare, get over the line then, and could the scoring average make a big difference? The next day during that game will be more worried with scoring average. But if Donegal can beat Monaghan and Derry beat Clare, that'll be Donegal, you know, That'll leave Donegal with 4 points.
Yeah.
Monaghan only three, so Donegal will go through with second. So
yeah, go through, and they were going to the preliminary round with a home tie.
Yeah,
it's a big game. There's a big card at the end of that prize if they can overcome Monaghan, who they will play in 2 weeks' time. No fixture details as yet about the neutral venue for that game, but it will be confirmed in the coming days. But as we say, a very good evening here from McCool Park in Ballybuffet. There's supporters greeting players out on the pitch from both counties. It was a good championship encounter today, but unfortunately it didn't go the way of Donegal. We'll try and get some reaction from the Donegal camps and the Derry camps. It'll be available on our website highlandradio.com shortly, because we are going off air very, very soon at 6 o'clock. But as we say, good evening from Ballybuffet. Thanks to Martin McHugh, thanks to our sponsor Highland Motors. Final score once again here in this championship encounter, round two of the All-Ireland Series. Derry have won in Ballybuffet, beaten the host Donegal 3-14 to 1-15.